Lifetime charitable giving in line with your estate plan. Clients are often curious about the best way to donate to charitable organizations during their lifetime. While there is no wrong way to donate, there are a few options for charitable giving that can help minimize income taxes or even reduce the value of your estate to avoid estate taxes, while also accomplishing your charitable goals. These are in addition to the straightforward process of donating to a charity and getting an income tax deduction. First are qualified charitable distributions. The first option is to make qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs. This option is available if you are an IRA owner age 70 and a half or older. The IRS allows you to transfer up to $100,000 to charity per year through QCDs. These distributions count towards your required minimum distributions, or RMDs, for the year. Therefore, you would not need to pay income tax on the money that is directed to a charity instead of distributed to you. For these distributions to be made tax-free, they must be made directly from the IRA to an eligible charitable organization. Number 2, charitable remainder trusts. There are a number of different options for charitable remainder trusts. Generally, a charitable remainder trust allows you to make contributions to the trust and be eligible for tax deductions based on the assets that will pass to charitable beneficiaries. Contributions to the trust are irrevocable and require that a portion of the charitable remainder trust income or principal be distributed to you or another named beneficiary for a specific period of time. This can provide a guaranteed stream of income for you. Then, one or more named charities shall receive the remainder of the assets. As for tax consequences of charitable remainder trusts, contributions to a charitable remainder trust qualify for a partial charitable deduction. This deduction varies based on the type of trust chosen, the term of the trust, the projected income payments, and IRS interest rates that assume a certain rate of growth on trust assets. Number 3, donating appreciated securities. If you have stocks that have appreciated exponentially, you can donate them to a charity and avoid paying taxes on the gain. You also get to deduct the full fair market value of the security. These are just a few of the many ways to give in line with your charitable inclinations while keeping your estate plan in mind. If you would like to discuss charitable giving and its potential role in your estate plan, please contact us today. This is Crystal Wagner with Sinclair Prosser Gaisier in Annapolis.